So bring it on back, big group. I actually really, really love the Cash Cab. I like to test how smart I am, and I keep track of how much money I would actually win if I ever got picked up by the Cash Cab and ever happened to be in New York. I think that I have tally marked that I would make over $10,000 thus far. And so I just really wish that, you know, that would happen. But as me and David were preparing to talk about All In this week, one of the things we were talking about was that serving is really like this, it's this high risk, high reward situation. And Cash Cab is totally the same thing. If you're willing to take a big risk, you could have a big reward or a big loss. And in our faith, in our spiritual journey, right, there is a very similar thing to the Cash Cab, and you may be like, no, there's not. And I'm going to be like, yes, there is. There's a very similar thing in our faith to the Cash Cab, and it's not a cab, and it's not a trivia game or anything like that. It's actually serving. It's actually serving, because just like the Cash Cab is a high-risk, high-reward situation, serving, too, is also a high-risk, high-reward situation, right? So think about this for a second. You're sitting there, and all of us at lunch, and all of a sudden you see this kid walk in and sit at the table all by themselves, and you're thinking, oh, man, that kid is so lonely. I should go and ask him to come sit with me, right? And so you're playing out the scenarios. This is a high-risk situation because you could go over and walk to him and say, hey, why don't you come sit with me? And it could totally change his life. Now, if any of you have ever been in that situation, you know that that could change things for you. So you walk over to that kid and you say, hey, come sit with me. It could totally change his life, and he could come over and he could totally sit with you, right? Or it could go with a complete other way. You go over there and you're like, hey, come sit with me. And he goes, you're a loser. I'm not sitting with you. And you're like, oh, I'm humiliated. I am never going to do that again. I'm never going to do that again. Now, another scenario similar to this, that's a little way, but there's also bigger ways that we take high-risk, high-reward situations in terms of service. Another way, there's a couple years ago, there was a family that lost their entire house in a fire. I mean, their entire house gone in a fire, everything. They came home from wherever it was that they were, and everything was gone. And there were a group of students actually here at Student Union that said, that's not right. We need to do something about that. We need to serve them. And so one of the students decided, you know what? What I do, I put on dance parties. And so he put on a dance party and charged a cover charge to come to this dance party and raised a couple $1,000s that he then handed over to this family and said, here, I'm going to serve you, right? That is another high-risk, high-reward situation. Because in that moment, he could have said, hey, I'm going to have a dance party, and I'm going to raise this money, and nobody could have come. And everyone would have been like, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard of, right? He risked it all in order to say, I want to serve these people. I want to do something about this. He risked everything in order to do it. But sometimes when we're faced, whether it's a small thing like walking over to somebody and saying, hey, come sit with me, or a big thing like helping somebody who's lost everything, when it comes to that, a lot of times we see those service opportunities or those situations and we just freeze. We're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help. I don't really have anything to help anybody with. And so we just freeze and we don't do anything. Because what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Well, amazingly in Scripture, God kind of gives us this one verse, just this one verse where he says, this is what you're supposed to do. So what I want you to do is open up your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, which is in the New Testament. If you open straight in the middle, you will probably get to the book of Psalms, which means that you need to go a little bit further that way, to the right. And the next book is the book of Proverbs. You want to go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Chapter 3, verse 27. And here, my friends, is what Proverbs chapter 3, 27 says. It says, do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Real simple, little verse. That's it. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's within your power to act. That's all it is. Do not withhold good when it's from those who deserve it when it's in your power to act. Proverbs 3:27. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's within your power to act. You see, you have, each one of us in this room, has the power to serve in a powerful way. And sometimes we don't believe it, but it's true. You have the power to serve in a powerful way. See, that verse 27, it says, do not withhold good. Now, that word withhold means I'm going to keep it all for myself. I'm going to withhold it from you. You're not going to get any of it. I'm going to keep all of it. I'm withholding it. And sometimes we withhold it because we want to keep all of it. We're greedy. We think we can use it better. We want to use all of it. We hold it, withhold it for that reason. But other times, we withhold good that we have because we don't really think we have any good. We don't think we have it. Or we're not sure what to do with it, so we're just like, well, I'm just going to hold on to this until I have crystal clarity on what I'm supposed to do. But the truth is that you have a lot of good. You have tons of good. In fact, did you know that most of the world lives on less than $1.50 a day? Less than $1.50 a day. Most of you spend that much money on lunch alone, if not more. $1.50 a day that covers their food, their groceries, their housing, their water, their medical bills, their everything. Less than $1.50. You have a lot of good. If you were to skip lunch for one day and send the money that you used somewhere else for somebody to take care of their family, that would be a lot of good. If you were to look at the clothes in your closet, there are probably more clothes there than most people in the rest of the world see in their entire lives or own in their entire lives. If you were to look through that and say, you know what, with this power that I have, with these resources, I'm going to not withhold them and keep them all to myself, but I'm going to give them. You would have and give a lot of good. We have tremendous money and time and resources at our disposal to do a lot of good, but most of the time we say, no, I'm just going to hold on to this all my own. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know where to send it. You have the power to help. Now, I'm going to address the issue now where we think, well, but I don't know what to do. Now, there are tons of different things that you could do, like a gazillion, beyond gazillion ideas that you could come up with of where to donate your clothes or your shoes or how to spend your time and where to volunteer and how to get involved with church or outside of church. There are so many different ways that you could serve. But I want to make it, me and David really wanted to make it crystal clear and really easy, a really, really easy way for you guys to know how to volunteer and how to serve and how to use the power that you have in a powerful way. And so we were dreaming and thinking, what are we going to do? And we said, you know what, we got to tell them about what we're doing this summer. We're taking the whole summer to serve. And last week, David talked about the SLT trip, which is the servant leadership trip to Chicago that's available for our high school students. And he shared about that. And signing up for that trip is today. Like, today is the last day that you can sign up for it. But it's a trip where we go to Chicago and we volunteer in homeless shelters and soup kitchens. And we learn about the people there and the culture there and how we can help them. It's a tremendous opportunity. But we said, but not all of the students can do that. Not all of the high school students, or not all the high school students can do that. And the middle school students can't do it either. And so we said, we've got to do something that's even easier, that's right here, that's right here. And so we said, let's take June 8th through the 12th, and we're going to serve the whole area of Phoenix. And we're like, let's call it Serve 850. And I was like, why? Why are we calling it Serve 850? And you're probably thinking, it's like 360 makes sense, 180 makes sense. What's 850? And all of the Phoenix zip codes start with 850 blankety blank. And so we want to serve Phoenix. So we called it Serve 850. And for that week, every day, middle school students and high school students will meet together. We'll meet together here at the church at like 2 o'clock. will form groups, will go out to all different areas and all different service organizations, and we're going to blitz serve Phoenix. Then we're going to come back here, we'll have dinner together, and we'll do something fun, but we want to serve the area of Phoenix. We want to use the power that we have in powerful ways. And so that's what's coming up this summer. We want to invite you to join us to be a part of that so you guys can serve in super powerful ways. I think back on that student who held that dance party in order to raise money for that family. And I think, what would have happened had he not done it? What would have happened if he had just been like, no, that's too high risk. That's too high risk. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be a part of it. It's too much. Well, one, that family would have missed out on reaping the rewards of what this student could have given them. But even more, that opportunity changed that student's life. And he started to see all the power that he had to serve others in extremely powerful ways. And so one of the reasons I want to invite you to participate in this is because I think it could not only change Phoenix's life, it could change yours in seeing the power that you have to serve in powerful ways. In your group today, you guys are going to discuss what are some of the things that you can do right now, here and now, to serve others. And what are some of the things that you can do when it comes to this summer to serve? So in your groups, go ahead and discuss and talk about that. And we'll join back at the end to pray together. Go.